A hard-won hopefulness, the journey to liberation. In 2019, the Reverend Bill Sinkford and the wonderful staff at First Unitarian Portland invited me to join them for seminary for a day when we reflected together on how our inherited liberal tradition is accountable to the theological work of liberation. Such transformation is central to the promise I find in our living tradition. I rarely speak of liberal theology in isolation unless I'm specifically asked to do so. This conversation, this accountability, and this transformation are why I consistently draw on my understanding of our liberal and liberating faith. So what does that ask of us in this season where we are working together on expressing our highest values in community? Recently, the Reverend Dennis McCarty, in his blog, Thoughts from a Gentle Atheist, reminded us of central values in Unitarian Universalism. Quote, "The worthiness of the human condition is one. Investigation, research, and intellectual growth is another. Openness to change produced by that intellectual investigation and research is a crucial third." End quote. This promise is described in the current language of Article 2 as, quote, "a free and responsible search for truth and meaning," end quote. And in the September 2022 draft of a revised Article 2, as both a promise to, quote, "collectively transform and grow spiritually and ethically, as well as learn from one another and openly explore the depth and breadth of our many wisdoms," end quote. The human worthiness that Reverend McCarty highlights is beautifully reflected across both versions, and both call us to the work of justice. Latin American liberation theologies often speak of a preferential option for the poor, but also for a range of inequities in our living. The preferential option teaches that God Himself, the work of the church writ large, our values and our wisdom are centered on those most impacted by systemic oppression. Traditionally, one might say that if we want to know God, we need to live in solidarity with those facing the injustices of poverty and class oppression. Unitarian Universalists might say that we are most able to co-create the all-embracing love that our tradition teaches us when we center those most impacted by long-established systems of injustice. We save one another and remake the sacredness of the world through prioritizing what is truly needed for that remaking. Anything less drives us away from our faithful living. Today's Unitarian Universalism asks us to re-engage the largest questions of our living in the service of liberation. I want a Unitarian Universalism that troubles the waters of what we mean by freedom, just as the Reverend Dr. Mark Morrison Reed asked of us quite some time ago. I want a Unitarian Universalism that offers up its power and authority in the service of justice and embraces new learning and surprise as sacred offerings. This, most especially when our beloveds directly impacted by injustice over generations somehow still welcome us, when we show up in the spirit of lamentation, regret, determination, and a deeply invested discipline of hopefulness that together we might yet survive. My hard-won hopefulness, as eco-womanist scholar the Reverend Dr. Melanie Harris would call it, is that many of you might want to build a Unitarian Universalism together that is humble, that demands little from those who have been made to sacrifice much, and that prioritizes its commitments to faithful living, even when we don't quite know how to make our way. That is the Unitarian Universalism that I believe in. Right now, I think it is on a journey from liberal to liberation, and I am orienting myself toward the day when those words have new and fully empowered meanings in the world.